Hello.
Mia, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Mia, go ahead and introduce yourself to the Texas Sports and Sounds audience and let them know what sports activities you're involved in at Hamline Collegiate.
Okay, so I'm Mia. I'm a sophomore at Hamline, and I do cheer. I just joined cross country, basketball, softball, track, and golf.
Oh, wow. So you're doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I do, really.
What would you say is probably your favorite sport to play?
I like basketball, but, oh my gosh, yeah, that's probably my favorite sport.
Who would you say is probably your biggest mentor in sports, Mia?
I'd say my aunt. She's really good at, like, always trying to, like, keep my head up and just tell me that I got it all the time. So I just thank her.
Now, I know we're on sports, but do you have any hobbies or interests outside of sports?
Well, not really. I don't really do anything. I just really never have time for anything. I just come home and just do my homework, and that's really all.
More of a homebody and catching up on rest.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't blame you. Hey. People don't realize running that cross country and everything. Hey, that's tiring.
Yeah. But.
Mm-hmm. How would your coaches and teammates do you think best describe you?
I'd say. Positive and just like outgoing, because I just. Like, I have to cheer for people when they're doing something, because I just feel like if someone doesn't cheer for someone when they're not, like, when they're doing something, then just not going to have the effort to do it. So I just always have to cheer for someone. And I think they would just describe me as, I don't know, just positive, I guess.
Who would you say is probably your funniest teammate?
My funniest teammate? I say Kaylee Villarreal. She is so funny.
What have you learned from being a part of this Lady Piper program?
I learned that everyone is so hardworking, and they're just all fighting for the same spot to get somewhere, and they're just very hardworking. And the coaches don't play around. They like everybody to do good and try hard, so because they want us to get far and sports and stuff, and in life.
Would you say that Coach Botas and Coach Garcia coming in, changing the mindset of everything, like bringing in the boot camps back, and I mean, do you think that that helped you girls form a tighter bond this year?
Oh, yeah. I think because the past few years, it's just everyone's always had, like, negative feelings towards each other, and since this year we got new coaches, it's just, excuse me, everyone's always, like, talking to each other, and, you know, there's really, like, no negativity going around, and I just think it's better because now everyone's talking to each other and we all get along, and I just think it's better now that they're here.
Is there a coach or an athlete that you look up to as a role model?
Athlete, I think it would probably be Callan Green, because she's always, like, doing hard work, and she's just really good, like, in general. She's good in school and in athletics, and she's just super hardworking. But a coach, I'd probably say Coach Stevenson. She's really good at just, like, telling everyone, like, hey, like, you got it, you know, if you really want it this bad, just, you know, you have to fight for it because there's other people too.
So do you think it's fresh for you guys now that you guys have Coach Stevenson and Coach Gonzalez, who were former Lady Pipers and went through the same program? Do you think it's fresh for you guys because they can relate to you guys more?
Yeah. They really just, like, telling us, like, what they did in high school and, like, trying to get us to connect to it. So, yeah, I think it's good that they're the coaches here, because they grew up here in this town and everybody knows everybody. So I just think it's good that they wanted to be coaches here.
What are some of your short-term goals that you would like to accomplish in the next few months?
I'd say, well, for cross country. Oh my god, my dog. For cross country, probably to like, probably get like, you know, a better timing, because since I just joined last week, probably say get better timing and just try my hardest more.
What's the best piece of advice that you've gained from one of your coaches?
To just not let yourself get in your head. Like, you really just want to oh my god, my dog is being crazy. You just want to I just lost track of that. You just want to do your best and not push yourself too hard, because I mean, mentally, if you tell yourself like you can do it and you got it, then you should do it. So I just think it's just for your mentality.
What's one piece of advice that you would like to give the eighth graders that are going to be coming up into the Lady Piper program as freshmen next year? What's one piece of advice that you would like to give them?
Just keep your head up, and you don't want to be negative, because being negative just doesn't really get you anywhere, because complaining during the workouts, it's not going to do anything but just hurt yourself, and it just gets really annoying. And so you just want to tell yourself, you know, I got this, I can finish it, and just try your hardest and not give up.
Last question, Mia. If you could be remembered for one thing with your time at Hamline Collegiate, what would you like them to remember me at for?
I'd say probably how hardworking I would be, because, like, I like to work hard for certain spots in life that I want, so.
Mia, I always end this podcast by letting you give a thank you and a shout-out to anybody you want to give a thank you and a shout-out to. The floor is all yours, Mia.
Okay, thank you guys for having me, and I want to give a shout-out to Coach Garcia and Coach Stevenson for always pushing us to do our best.
All right, Mia, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.